Air, food, and water are basic necessities for life. Clothing is important. Many people in what we would call underdeveloped countries live with little or no clothing. America, on the other hand, has an abundance of clothing. People's closets are busting out at the seams. While we have multiple pairs of shoes, many people are lucky to have a pair of shoes. The ones that they wear every day, we would have thrown out long ago. Others don't have any at all. The clothing industry is big business. The irony of this whole thing is that Hollywood would like us to believe that while we have all these clothes, we ought to be taking them all off. By looking at the media, if a person didn't know any better, you'd be tempted to think we live in an underdeveloped country. Well, in a sense we do. Our principles and morals have become underdeveloped. Just because something makes a buck doesn't justify loose morals and principles. Do you have morals and principles? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave Info Podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel, nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. Okay, hour two of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 here on Studio B, 1360 KHNC radio station has a Studio B. That is AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And Studio A is where I archive the podcasts, and the Studio A is 1360KHNC.com. In the studio, we have the radio, 1360, and then we have AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, which is our internet radio. This is the only way presently how you can reach me, or you can listen to the programs. But on 1360KHNC.com, you can go to the podcast section to hear the Present Truth programs. Also, on Sundays for 3 hours from noon to one, I also host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And on the Radio Church, I discuss and have been discussing for probably 4 or 5 years since I've been on the station, the prophecies that we are now, in momentum. And I've been talking about the Russian war, which is in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. And I can say now that war, we have a time frame for it. It will be next year. It will be in the, Russia will begin to prepare with the other nations for the war. Russia doesn't want to be involved, is hesitating, is resisting. But Russia will be dragged with all the other nations that are going to be protected by Russia, will be dragged down to the mountains in Israel, on the east side of the Jordan River. And Israel will take over in this next year, probably, I don't mean late next year, I mean very shortly, is going to expand the real estate of Israel to include Jordan, the nation of Jordan, all the way up to the Iraqi border. Iraq is also in the conflict. Iraq is eventually going to partner to some degree with Iran and Russia and Turkey. I think that there's going to be Azerbaijan. I still feel there may be some German Nazi forces, maybe out of Ukraine, and maybe Germany, Gomer, Libya, and Ethiopia from North Africa will be included. I've been discussing this on Sundays. You can go to the podcast for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, or the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site there on 1360KHNC.com. Israel has just taken over the territory of the Golan Heights. And that is in the prophecies. That's in the prophecy of Psalm 83. Israel has launched one of the largest attacks on Syria in history. It has seized the Golan Heights. This is out of RT News, and it's also in American press also. And the United States Department spokesman Matthew Miller, he says, this is a temporary action that Israel has taken in response to actions by the Syrian military to withdraw from the area. But we want to see the 1974 disengagement agreement upheld, which Israel agreed to, and that includes the terms of the buffer zones, which includes Israel's withdrawing to its previous positions. So in other words, they're expecting Israel to, when the conflict is over, go back to those borders. Forget it. It's not in the Bible. Here's what Benjamin Netanyahu has to say. He says, quote, "The Golan Heights will forever remain an integral part of Israel." The Turkey is urging these terrorist forces to turn and attack the Kurdish forces in Syria also, which have been supported by NATO and the United States to some degree. So the United States is supporting everybody. You support Team A and Team B and hope they annihilate each other because the United States has its eyes on Syria. There was a question I had. I've been musing over this one, a matter. And I'll tell you what the matter. The coming individual that is going to be replace Donald Trump in the White House, does that individual know that that is his destiny? And you want to know his name? Oh, I'm sorry. Barack Obama. Does he know he's going to replace Trump? I do know that he desires to replace Trump. I know that that would be he's ambitious, and that would be a great opportunity for him. And I have been wondering, does he know? I can't say that he does know. I can say that he would like to. If the opportunity arose, he absolutely would take the opportunity, but that he actually knows he's going to be the one to replace Trump, I don't think so. I have other reasons to believe that from the scripture. The United States has Obama's intention was to... I have to go to a break. I'm going to hold that thought. I'll be back.
Join me for the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. That's the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to complete my thought, this war in Syria right now, it happened. Just out of nowhere, it just happened. There was no strategic plan by the U.S., by Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was going to Mohammed al-Julani was just going to take some of the roads back. Some of the roads that have been taken over by Bashar al-Assad. Some of the routes. Well, he took over the routes. There was no resistance. So they thought, well, we'll go a little further. And they step by step walked right down into Damascus. The U.S. didn't realize it was going to happen. They didn't anticipate it. They didn't know about it. Neither did Russia. Neither did Iran. Assad, his army, his national forces were nowhere to be found. So it happened. There are the it happens in the time that we live in. And because of this, this has been a great advantage to Israel and the United States, because now our American forces are going to have more authority and power, more presence in Syria. But it shows the whole world the intentions of the United States. The nations of the world are already shaken. This is one thing that the European nations didn't want America to become even more powerful. The Europeans were hoping that they would have a reprieve forever from American hegemony. Now they realize that's never going to occur. So Israel takes over the West Bank, which they have to, and the Syrian army, these individuals in the Syrian army are going to be slaughtered. They're going to be slaughtered. Within Syria, Bashar al-Assad, he did allow Christian the Christian community. He protected them from Islam, from the jihadists, from the murderers. He protected them. He was really the best thing in the last 24 years for Syria, because he did hold some stability. He has a completely corrupt government when he took over as president. It was totally corrupt. The generals were corrupt. The military was corrupt. The business owners were corrupt. And according to Scott Ritter, they were going to try to kill him when he took over, when he replaced his father. But he was able to escape assassination. But now that he's gone, the Christian cities where you have the priests and the Christian, they're all going to be beheaded. This guy, this butcher, Muhammad al-Julani, he's a butcher. He's known as one who beheads. He came out of Iran. He's always butchered through beheading people. Well, the United States just happened to be at the right place at the wrong time, at the right time. There is a verse in the Bible that it's Ecclesiastes 9:11. We have our 9:11 and Ecclesiastes, God has his 9:11 too. I'm going to read it to you. It says that life is not fair. Verse 11. Solomon says, I saw other things in life that are not fair. The fastest runner does not always win the race. The strongest soldier does not always win the battle. Wise people don't always have food. They're not always provided with food. Smart people don't always get wealth. Educated people don't always get the praise and admiration that they deserve. When it comes time, bad things can happen to anyone. In another translation, it puts it this way, a phrase we're all familiar with. It comes right out of the Bible. Being at the right place at the right time. And it flips it, being at the wrong place at the wrong time. So in other words, no matter how much we plan, we prepare, we anticipate, there's always that factor. God decides where you're going to be or the nations are going to be at a specific time. They may be at the right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time. America just happened to be at the right place at the right time. The men who rule the world, this was just fell into their lap. With Israel, because of the prophecies concerning Israel, Al-Qaeda coming down did Israel a big favor. So maybe Israel was at the right place at the right time and Al-Qaeda is at the wrong place at the wrong time, and I'll explain that. Israel is hitting all the strategic areas that need to be hit, weakening what Al-Qaeda could possibly do, even though they're being backed by the United States. Israel is taking out everything that will cause Israel pain or can harm Israel in any way. When Israel destroys Damascus, Israel, like what was stated in Psalm 83, Israel would take out the common soldier and target the commanders. What's going to happen in Damascus is exactly the same thing. Muhammad al-Julani is going to get the flu. Just like all these commanders, like Yahya Sinwar in Israel, Julani, if he stays in Damascus, he is going to be burned with fire. He's going to be incinerated. So Israel's at the right place at the right time, and the forces coming into Damascus, these Islamic terrorists, they're at the wrong place at the wrong time because they're going to be destroyed. And then Israel is going to have some peace for a while. And Israel is going to have to, they're going to expand into present-day Jordan, and they're going to need, you know, they're going to go in, take over the towns and the cities, and they're going to have more real estate than they can handle. And it has to be that way. There is a plan that God put in the Bible. There is an individual that the Jewish people call the abomination of desolation that's going to declare himself to be God in Jerusalem when Jerusalem becomes the New World Order capital. That's going to happen. And there's going to be an individual that's going to stand in Jerusalem, declare himself to be God, and the Jewish people, what they'll do is they're going to run over the Jordan River into the nation of Jordan, for the Christian people that know the word, into Petra, the place where they're going to hide for 3.5 years. Being at the right place at the right time, Life is not fair. Life isn't fair. The Lord Jesus, I'm telling you, the world is going to need Christ, the Messiah, in these next 7 years and 10 months, like never before. And the people who stiff arm Christ are going to daily have more terror, stress. They're not going to have hope. Only with Christ, only Christ can get you through this coming minefield in the months and years to come. Going back to the article, the United States is at the right place at the right time. And does Barry Satoro, does he know that he's going to replace Donald Trump? I don't think so. He would, like I say, he would like to, he would hope to, and should he, whatever's going to develop, he's going to be at the right place at the right time. I don't know if Trump is going to be sworn in. I'm hoping. Once he's sworn in, I hope he can make and put some real hurt on the criminals in this nation. Most of the criminals are going to be pardoned. Are they ever going to, will there ever be justice served in this in their lifetime? For the most part, no. Is Hillary going to be brought before courts? No, she won't. I don't believe. Fauci? There is somebody chasing Fauci right now. Fauci won't escape, though he thinks he may. See, they have discovered this way to live. They have a some type of, I don't know if you want to call it the fountain of youth, some way to live. It's in the Bible. They're going to seek, they're going to live, and once they get whatever this injection is or whatever, they're going to want to die, and death will escape them. The fountain of youth. According to what I've been hearing, it already exists, but it's only for the very, very elite, wealthy, important people. And Fauci's probably going to think, I need that stuff, and he's worthy of it. And the Jolly Green Giant, John Kerry, he believes he's worthy of it. It's too late for Bill Clinton, too late for him. But whatever this new technology is, supposedly it's going to give them life eternal. Well, the only one I know that gives life eternal is Jesus Christ. By believing who he is, believing that he was born and he's the Son of God, you can have eternal life. It's very simple. So Barack Obama, I'll just end with that. See, and when he comes, when he does return, he has somebody, a sidekick, that he's going to allow to do anything that individual would like. That individual, his name is Bill Gates of Hell. Bill Gates is going to be given unrestricted access to any evil known to man. I'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Because of your overwhelming support, our 1488 MyPillow has been one of the biggest sales in MyPillow history. I couldn't think of a better way to say thank you than to extend our wholesale pricing through Christmas. Get a classic standard MyPillow for only $14.88. Upgrade to a queen size, just $18.88. King size, only a dollar more. Get my body pillows for only $29.88. And ready? Multi-use MyPillows, only $9.88. It's perfect time to stock up for Christmas gifts for everyone on your list. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of our wholesale pricing, including my classic standard MyPillow is only $14.88. But that's not all. I'm so confident that you're going to love our classic MyPillows that I'm going to extend my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2025. Plus, orders over $75 ship absolutely free.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound. Apply direct pressure and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop. Safe in the wound.
Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
So Israel is taking over the Golan Heights. This is another indicator that Damascus is going to be fire, is going to be destroyed. And it says by fire. So the Gaza war, we're in the, or the Psalm 83 war, this prophecy is about to be fulfilled. As Israel continues to attack Syria, King Hussein II of Jordan is going to be forced to make a decision. And with Al-Qaeda and all these other Islamic jihadists that are moving into Syria, that are basically, they are joining, there are many that would like to actually be the top dog, but because of their hatred for Israel, because of what Israel is doing in this campaign, bombing all these strategic positions, they're going to probably make the decision to together attack Israel. Israel is in a position now where they have the Golan Heights, they can see what's coming. The routes from Iran to Hezbollah in Lebanon, there are no routes. Israel is what Israel has not cut off. Al-Qaeda has. So there is the land bridge. Now there is a land bridge between Iran and Hezbollah. Hezbollah can't continue much longer an assault on the nation, on the cities in northern Israel. Their munition supplies are going to dwindle. Hezbollah's in trouble. Hamas is in trouble. There's nothing going into Lebanon. Into Lebanon or the Gaza Strip. And the United States happened to be at the right place at the right time. It was not planned. So the banker wars were not involved in this. The banker wars basically are done. This is now out of the hands of the bankers internationally. It is in the hands now total prophecy. What God said is going to happen, man is not going to interfere with it. Yes, there was a time when the military commanders of America, going back to World War I, World War II, who was the guy, the Mason, what was his name? Freemason, who prophesied about World War I, II, and III. Well, he didn't see the Gaza War or the Psalm 83 War. He didn't see the destruction of Damascus. He didn't see the Gog-Magog War. He didn't see the war where America moves in and takes over the Middle East. He didn't see that war, and he thought the Third World War would be Armageddon. No, that's still out 7 years. 7 years and 8 months, maybe 9 months. He didn't see China. He didn't see what China was going to do. What is it? I can see his face. Freemason, what is his name? Did all these projections or prophecies. Can't think of his name. This is the break that Israel needed. And they're going to make the most of it. Okay, now, with the United States, with conscription of this coming year, what does this mean for the American people? It means that, once again, the American people, the children of this country, and doesn't matter if you're Christian, non-Christian, Jewish, it doesn't matter. For the Jewish children, you better leave, you better get back to the Middle East. Here's what it says in Jeremiah 51. I didn't plan to go this direction, but it's necessary now. You want to know the future. Everybody wants to know the future. Many people read the horoscope. You go to fortune tellers. You have your hand, your palm read. Everybody wants to know the future. To know the future, it's in the Bible. Everything happening. This is why the great attack on the Bible. Bill Gates is going to use AI to discredit the Bible. The man is satanic. Does he know it? Yes. Does he know that he serves the devil? Yes. Do we know it? No. Here's what Jeremiah said concerning America. Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, concerning Babylon, America. You are my club. I used you, and this is in past tense, because he's already seen it. I used you to smash nations. I used you to destroy kingdoms. Now, he's referring to Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon, but he's also giving the prophecy of a future end-time empire, the greatest empire in the history of the world, that sits between the Pacific and the Atlantic, America. I use you to destroy kingdoms. I use you to smash horse and rider, meaning the foot soldier. I use you to smash chariot and driver, all of the people in military that use top technology, meaning the nations of the world. I use you to smash men and women. I use you to smash men, old and young. I use you to smash young men and young women. I use you to smash shepherds and flocks. I use you to smash farmers and oxen. I use you to smash governors and important officials. Then he says, but I will repay Babylon and the Babylonians for all the evil things they did to the Jewish people, to Zion in Israel. God is going to use the United States in the near future to punish Israel because of Israel's, the Jewish people, and their apostasy to God. In Israel, you have those individuals that are involved with building this coming new world order. They're going to be punished. God says they're going to be punished. He's going to save and protect a remnant. But overall, those in Israel that are in cahoots with the globalists in a global plan are going to be punished. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, Life Wave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more, all in one place. Just go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Attention business owners. Are you tired of complicated, overpriced health care plans that don't meet your needs?
I'm Michelle. I want to help you find a solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits your employees will love. Call me at 720-600-7797. Visit our website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. We have what employers are looking for: more valuable benefits, lower costs, and no deductibles.
So by reading these verses in Jeremiah 51, verse 20, and on to the point where God punishes the United States for going a little too far, America is going to be used to punish the Jewish people that are godless, but America is going to go a little too far to the point of completely causing complete genocide and ethnic cleansing of Israel. And because America goes too far, then America is totally destroyed also. America will be destroyed as a nation in the midsummer, roughly, I think, of 2032. For the American people, the Jewish people in America, they need to leave. The Jewish people need to leave. But in the United States, the people of this country, those that are coming from other countries, making a big mistake. They're coming to this country, and this country is going to be destroyed with fire also. And even in Jeremiah, it says that there would be these invaders that would come from other nations into this country and strip the land of its wealth and of its peace. Well, the prophecy is being fulfilled. What you see at the southern border and elsewhere is what Jeremiah said would happen in 51 and 50. The two chapters are talking about, to some degree, ancient Babylon and modern Babylon. You have to have the discernment to see the way it's phrased about America at the end. We would be invaded, and these people would raise up a shout against the evil of this country. But they would nevertheless come in to invade. They don't realize they're coming to a culture that will be given to devil worship. For the American people, the ticket, if you can't get out of the country, the ticket that will be offered by God is eternal life. And that can only come through the Lord Jesus Christ, through Yeshua, through Jesus. There's going to be millions of American people that are going to meet the Lord now. And internationally, there are going to be millions of people that will meet the Lord also. In Syria, many people that are Christians that believe in Christ are going to be beheaded by this butcher, Muhammad al-Julani. And the other butchers that have just now gone into Syria. You think the butchers that have taken place in the Sudan are bad? You watch what's going to happen right there in a sophisticated nation, one of the most sophisticated nations in the Middle East. And they just removed and forced the president of Syria out, and everybody's rejoicing that Bashar al-Assad is gone. And the nations are happy because he's such a butcher. He's a butcher. What he did to clear the criminals out of Syria is nothing compared to what Muhammad al-Julani, America's imported Al-Qaeda operative, supported by the United States. Now all of a sudden the United States is saying, uh-oh, wait a minute. I think he's gone rogue. He's gone rogue. We support him, but now he doesn't need our support because he has power. So now the United States, we're having a second thought. We're backtracking. Too late. It's too late. With each of us, you have to pray that the Lord Jesus will put you at the right place at the right time, and that he will keep you from being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Christ said that in the time in which we live, in this next 7 years and 10 months roughly, he is going to use outer space, deep space, the solar system, the earthquakes, everything is going to, Christ is going to use everything so that he can reveal who he is to mankind. and that mankind will have an opportunity to receive him. The Lord said in the Gospels, nothing that is done in secret will be kept secret. Everything that's done in darkness is going to be brought out into the light. And now, the pharmaceutical, the military, they're having to tell the nations what they have done, what they are doing, what they are planning. They have to. It is a cosmic law. Every man, woman, and child has a right to the truth. And they cannot hinder mankind or stop mankind from knowing the truth. This is why God has put in alternate media. This is by the hand of God. It's not by the hand of just men that decided to have podcasts or ways to communicate through social media. No, this is God's plan to have a way so that mankind, even those in mainstream media that hate God, that don't want to believe the truth, even they have to be presented with the truth. God is using it like a mirror back on them, mirroring it right back to them. The truth is hitting them in the face and they don't like it. That's why they're full of hatred. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
In his first letter to Timothy, Paul says in chapter 2, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way." Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I'm here to encourage you to be steadfast in prayer. E.M. Bounds writes, "Men of prayer, before anything else, are indispensable to the furtherance of the kingdom of God on earth. No other sort will fit in the scheme or do the deed. Men, great and influential in other things, but small in prayer, cannot do the work Almighty God has set out for His church to do in this, His world. We are to be about the kingdom of God, and it starts with prayer." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm going to finish with this here. American allies Germany and France had agreed to work with the Al-Qaeda in suits, terrorist leaders in Syria. Now they're kind of backtracking. But they say this, after many years of massive refugee influx into Europe from Middle East wars, especially going back to the height of the 2015 migrant crisis, several European countries have ordered a halt to processing asylum applications from Syrians. The UK, Germany, Austria have confirmed they are freezing their applications. Austria has gone the furthest, with the country's interior minister, Gerard Karner, saying, "I have instructed the ministry to prepare a program of orderly repatriation and deportation to Syria." Oh, my goodness. They're not taking applications. And these people that are Syrian, that were supporters of Bashar al-Assad, they can't leave the country. And these are the true, these are the people that would be the political prisoners. They're not being allowed. They're not going to be allowed to seek asylum in these countries. Guess what's going to happen to them? You remember the killing fields. Maybe you don't. Maybe you were too young. In Cambodia, the killing fields have just come to Syria. They've been in all through Africa. But now, these people that are seeking asylum that were supporters and backers of Bashar al-Assad are going to be beheaded. And then there is, in Austria, they're going to begin to send these people back to Syria and deport them. This means immediate death to these people. Unless they're young and they swear allegiance to Allah, they will be military. There are many in this country, even Christians, that are just so excited that Bashar al-Assad has been replaced because he's such a butcher. No, if you don't see things correctly, you're going to pick the losing team. Bashar al-Assad, really, this family, since 1971, have, in spite of all the corruption in Syria, have kept the economy and the nation stable. And this is what, really, the United States wanted. Russia, all these Middle Eastern nations, they wanted that. But now it's too late. The killing fields and what's going to happen in Syria, you're not going to believe it. Israel will destroy Damascus and put an end to it. I'll be back tomorrow, podcast 1360khnc.com for the podcast section, Present Truth Site, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, everybody. This is JD. Ever wonder how KHNC remains independently owned and uncensored? Especially in a time when the George Soroses of the world are buying up independently owned stations across the country in their bid to shut down AM talk radio. The reason we can remain independent is simple. It's because of listeners like you supporting this station by purchasing the great products we endorse and sell. Without your help, KHNC would most likely not be an independent radio station. You can support KHNC by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. There, you'll find all the great products we endorse and sell. It's never been easier to purchase these products. So go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.